Yes, Max.
Mr. President, how are you?
Fine.
I sent you a comment on Rolly Evans's column, which I'm sure you don't believe any more than usual, but it's irritating as it can be. My real business is that Comer is in, and he sounds as if he was getting to me a little bit to see too much of the Israeli side. And that leads me to think that his own suggestion, which is that he should have this conversation today, which we don't yet have a report on, then come back here Monday and concert things with us, and then give them some sort of definite proposal, is a good one. There's a conference of Mapai, which is the leading party, for 4 days in Israel beginning Tuesday, and all the politicos will be stirred up. The only alternative would be to give him something fairly definite to say as early as tomorrow, Monday, Israeli time, and I don't think that we want to move quite that fast, because if we begin to sound, if we say that to the Israelis just before a party conference that we're going into the arms business with them, the chance of a leak in the course of politics with Ben-Gurion after Eshkol's hide is very high, and we haven't yet done our homework with Nasser. Comer is more useful here than there during the process of decision. I'd like to have him here where he can be thinking about the impact on Nasser as well as the impact on Israel. So that unless you're in a great hurry yourself, and I didn't feel that you were yesterday, I would prefer to let that exploratory mission be closed on the first act and start again with the second act after we've had one more hard look back here in Washington. This is George Ball's preference because he would like very much to give this whole issue, give Dean Rusk one more chance to look at this whole issue, and Dean will be back here tomorrow. He's always been very reluctant to get into this double arms selling, even though he doesn't see any alternative.
Yes, I agree. I think that's good. I would, you might consider having Abe Feinberg and Eddie Weisel down your office.
I would like to do that. I would like to do that if you'd authorize it.
Yeah, see if they fly down in the morning and just be...
Bring them up to date. Why don't I wait until Comer gets back and let him report to them on Tuesday as well as to us?
That's good.
Okay. Anything else you want?
No, on this Taylor thing, I've felt that way. I just want to be loyal to him and I want to support him.
He's a hell of a good
I don't want to get on the line, don't want to get anything out on CIA because I haven't reached that conclusion.
I know
and
that.
The stories are reading, there's some stories in the paper saying that he's planning to come back for that, so I don't want to get in that situation.
That was
in the paper 2 weeks ago. I'll knock that down. And
I don't even know that's what he'd want to do, Mr.
No,
President,
I don't.
Because, of course, I didn't discuss it with him. I do know that he wants to come out by mid-years, unless something has gone wrong in the meantime, or unless you insist on his stay.
No, I think that's right. I think probably we ought to, and I think that we ought to be given some thought to who would be a good person to do it. And offhand, I would just probably, I think that he's done his service, and I just let him retire. I think he's... wonderful man and done a good job, but I think that he's earned his a little rest now, and I wouldn't, I don't want us to get tied on or by implication some of these guys go to writing it because that puts me in a little
bad spot.
But I do think
it's not necessary.
They tell me that Alex is not up to, in light of the fact he's been the deputy, that they want somebody that's more. More rank, so I guess we have to look for
I don't
some.
Have that feeling. Who has that feeling? I don't, Taylor, of course, feels very strongly that Alexis is just the man to succeed him. There's only one hazard about Alexis, and that is, two, really. One is that it isn't altogether clear. I think he would need an executive officer to do this job of keep beating on the government to be more efficient, because I don't think he's that kind of a dynamo. But I think he does have a subtle sense of Asian politics as anybody we've got. And unless you were, I think you could do a lot worse than to make him the ambassador and then find the right.
I have heard some of them in our discussion say that the problem we would have is that in the eyes of the. South Vietnamese government, he has been a second man, and that he would always be that in their eyes, right? When they need someone that can be strong and forceful with them and that they would really look up to, and that we really got to try to find some name. I don't know whether that has any merit or not, but that's been pitched around some in the meetings. So we ought to give some thought to it. I wouldn't mind seeing Lodge in someday this week. I haven't talked to him in a long time, and
I'll call him.
I'd just say that I'd like to. I got his nice note, and I appreciate it very much. If he's down this way, a visit. I don't want to create any crisis, talk around and so forth. But I think that we might just get his observations and
right.
touch base with him.
Mr. President, going back for a moment on Weisel and Feinberg, with Mike Feldman out of here, do you have a feeling as to what staff officer ought to make it his business to keep in touch? Or do you want to divide it by function? If it's foreign affairs, you want me to do it, and then if it's local New York politics, someone else, or don't you have
yes,
a feeling?
No, I think that we'll have Harry do a good deal of it after he gets
That'll
here,
be
but I think it on foreign affairs, you ought to do it. I think it'd be well if Harry was here. Just ask him to come over for the meeting.
I will. I'll keep
him. He will be. He and Lee will both of them are kin to those folks, and they'll be trusted by them. I think, and I think it.
I'll just begin right away, keeping Harry informed on these matters, if that's what you'd like, because it's some advantage to us not to to have a fellow who's known to be their fellow rather than just thinking about their interests as best he can in his ignorance.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay.
That's what I'll do. Thanks.